Toronto, Ontario has placed a surcharge of 25% on electricity exported to the United States as of Monday, and the government says it could raise that amount even higher in response to further American escalation. Premier Doug Ford has announced the price increase on the electricity the province sends to 1.5 million homes in three U.S. states as one of Ontario's retaliatory measures against tariffs imposed on Canadian goods by President Donald Trump. "Believe me when I say I do not want to do this," Ford said Monday at a press conference. "I feel terrible for the American people, because it's not the American people who started this trade war. It's one person who's responsible, that's President Trump." Ford said the surcharge will add an estimated $100 per month to the average bills of affected American ratepayers, and it will generate $300,000 to $400,000 in revenue for the province each day. Ontario will use that money to reduce electricity bills for ratepayers in the province, Ford said. The province has also taken American alcohol off Liquor Control Board of Ontario shelves and banned U.S. companies from government procurement contracts, in addition to the federal government's initial round of retaliatory tariffs on $30 billion worth of American goods. The electricity surcharge is being imposed by a directive from Energy Minister Stephen Lecce to the Independent Electricity System Operator, which will require any generator selling electricity to the U.S. to add what's being called a tariff response charge. The IESO will then collect the money generated by the surcharge on behalf of the government on a monthly basis. Ontario says it could increase or decrease the electricity surcharge amount at any time in response to actions by the U.S. government. The premier has also threatened to shut off power completely to Minnesota, New York, and Michigan if the tariffs remain. Ford urged other provinces, in particular Alberta, which sends about 4 million barrels of oil per day to the United States, to look at similar moves. A message to Premier Danielle Smith. "One day, I think you might have to use that Trump card and give approval for an export tax," he said. "You want to talk about a Trump card? That will instantly change the game, instantly, when the Americans, and I know the Americans, all of a sudden their gas prices go up 90 cents to $1 a gallon, they will lose their minds. So we need to at least put that in the window." Smith has said Alberta needs to take action, but she won't curtail or impose counter tariffs on oil and gas shipments, as it could escalate retribution from the U.S. and hurt Canadians. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 10, 2025. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.